The Dreams Never Die Foundation's mission is to provide inner-city and low-income youth with the resources needed to persevere and ultimately reach their maximum potential in academics and/or athletics. CJ Anderson is the founder of the Dreams Never Die Foundation, a Super Bowl champion and NFL running back for the Denver Broncos. Our guest, this is the Harvard EdCast. So we'll just sort of jump in. CJ, welcome to Harvard. Is this your first time on the campus?
Yeah, first ever.
Yeah?
Like, ever. I've only came out here to lose to the Patriots in overtime, so. So yeah, it's my first time. I'm not tackling Tom Brady. We're tackling something else, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. And about what you're tackling, I think, is just so fantastic, especially for the Harvard EdCast audience. Tell us a little bit about the Dreams Never Die Foundation and why you started it, the origin story.
Dreams Never Die, the reason why myself and my mom and my grandma, we put the foundation together, the big reason is I was an inner city kid. Being from the inner city, you do not have a lot of resources and opportunities to pursue schools like Harvard, you know, or UC Berkeley, where I graduated from. You do not have, like I said, the resources and opportunities and the origin and the function to get to those because of what I've seen and what I've grew up in and the circumstances. So on my journey, you know, I was one of those lucky kids who made it out, right? On my journey, you know, I fell in love with a lot of different other things that that put the perspective in my head to say, you know what? When I get an opportunity and I'm in the right position, I'm going to give back to my community and show those inner city kids there is a way other than what they see on TV and hear and see in the streets or things like that every day.
Sure. And there's oftentimes so many ways to give back to one's community. How did you even narrow it down in terms of what would be the focus of the foundation and ways in which you can kind of really impact change in a place that you care so much about?
So the biggest thing, football. Football was a huge, right? Sports. You know, I thought sports. We're going to do this. Sports, 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 sports. And then it came to the point where I said, you know what? I graduated from UC Berkeley, so I got to have the academic component. So how do you mix the sports with the academic component, even though they go hand in hand? But not only that, how do you take the student athlete and then you take the regular academic student? You know, we have two different types of people, you know, in schools or in classrooms, in the community, as we like to say. So how do we do that? And, you know, the biggest thing, me and my brother, we came up with, let's create a facility, you know. And I've seen plenty of facilities from Bo Jackson to Michael Johnson Performance, you know, both down in Texas. And I said, that's all sports related. Those are really, really big facilities, all sports related, one sport related, but all sports related. Then I said, you know what, let's find a way to put the academic component in. So we end up doing that, and then we end up mixing all the other sports. So in the nutshell, the D&D facility, don't know what we're calling it yet, but the D&D facility will be a 60,000 square foot building. Inside that square foot building would it be a 20,000 square foot building, strictly for academics. Everything that comes when it comes to SAT, tutoring, ACT prep, you know, different innovative ways to make, you know, some of those dreams come true for regular academic students. And then on the sports side, you know, you take your football, basketball, softball, baseball, golf, et cetera, that you can touch every kid in sports, not just football. So that was that's kind of how it goes, and we're doing some really good things and to get it out there.
It sounds super exciting, and I'd love for people to know, like, where they can learn more, how they can get involved. Certainly at the end of the podcast, we'll have links all on our site. But a little bit about your hopes and dreams. This is sort of very early stages. It's just getting going. What are your hopes and dreams for the next 5, 10, 20 years in the community in terms of how this does change and transform the ways in which education and sports are sort of merged into one beautiful space, but also one beautiful way of living in the community?
So we want everything to get going by fall of 2019. The biggest way is, you know, how do you have programs that are going to be successful for kids? Strictly academics. How do you have academic programs where you can make learning fun? Don't put this textbook down in front of me and I got to read it and then respond back to the teacher. That's not a fun way of doing things. So how can we make it fun? One of the ways, you know, getting with tech companies called OobTech, which is a robot company down in Los Angeles, California, or Spiro, which is another robot company down in Boulder, Colorado. How do you make those fun? And pretty much what you do is you build robots, you create robots, and you code. You literally code the robots to do things that you want it to do. I can get into detail, but try to keep this short. So
you can code a robot to tackle Tom Brady?
Well, that, or you can code a robot 5 times 5 is 25, and the robot will draw out 25 for you. And some of these tech companies that I have talked to and are super excited to be a part of our facility have shown me what their robots can do. You can code the robot to draw the Eiffel Tower. Literally, the kid sits there on their tablet. Kids, that's all they do these days, tablets and phones, right? So they sit there on their tablet and phone all day and type in codes and, hey, let's make it draw the Eiffel Tower, or let's reenact this war. I think that's a fun way to get the kid to learn and change the kid perspective and environment about learning.
So in the middle of this sort of creation of the foundation and getting things going and getting things started, what would you recommend to other people who are starting foundations right now? Maybe other athletes who are in the midst of saying, hey, I have a cause I believe in, and I have some resources, and I have a platform. I want to do good in my community or in the world. What are some things, the challenges that you ran into, or tips for them?
The biggest challenge is the city, you know. Go step by step into the city and what you're trying to do. Do not, and I repeat, do not try to, I'm big and bad and I'm CJ Anderson and I'm from Vallejo and I run. Don't do that. Let the city know how you're trying to help, and let the city know how we can do this together, because it's the city. You know, where I'm talking about Vallejo, where I'm from, it's our community. Some of those same teachers, same administrators, same councilmen that some I've met, some I've never met, but they've still been in the same highest places, mayor, et cetera. This is our city. We care about our city and our community. That's the one way to go out. Another way to go out, if you believe in something, go get it. You know, that's kind of vague to say, but, you know, the foundation is called Dreams Never Die for a reason, because I truly believe your dreams do not die until you give up on them. You know, when you give up and you quit, if you would have quit on this podcast, there's no Ed podcast, Edcast at all, coming from you. And that's just, you had a dream whenever you said, I'm going to sit here and start, I'm going to do this for Harvard. I'm going to start this podcast for Harvard. You know, we're going to do it a certain way, and I'm going to do it a certain way. So, you know, if you have a dream, go get it. But the biggest thing that people can run into is make sure, you know, you're not trying to step on anybody's toes in the city. Get everybody collectively and help together, so it's one big city project, not just your project by yourself.
Very inspiring and great, great words of advice. Last couple of questions. One is, you mentioned how important it is that learning is fun. And just drawing back on your own experience as a learner, as a student, when were some of the times when you were having most fun learning?
The biggest time was when I got interested in philosophy at Laney College. You know, I went to junior college before I went to UC Berkeley. I met a professor named Amir Sabzavari, who literally tapped in my mind in different ways. And you know, I got to see different things from different perspectives and angles of some of the philosophical topics of what we were talking about. And then how I took, you know, philosophy, you know, and I've took all his classes from intro to Asian to, you know, social and political, but how that fit into math, and that fit into science, and that fit into history. How I took what was my niche, as I like to say, or my gig, or, you know, what was me, how I got that to funnel through other subjects to make school fun for me. And that's something that we're, you know, in our facility, that's something that, you know, in the curriculum, you know, that we want, you know, we want our staff and, you know, our educators to do in our facility. That's something that we want. Find that kid's niche. And what that kid is, if he loves that, then relate it in every subject of what that is. So now the kid can go into science and say, well, I really love history, but if I went into science and talked about Napoleon Bonaparte and said this, 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 maybe I might get this, you know, this physics or this chemistry. That's how we kind of want to mix it up.
CJ Anderson, philosopher and footballer. Where can people learn more about the work that you do? Twitter accounts, websites, how they can get involved?
The biggest, so both our foundation socials is D&D Foundation 22. That is on Instagram and Twitter. DNDFoundation22.com is our website. On our website, there is a contact section, as you used to say. And in that contact section, you can email us, you know, me and my team personally, to how you personally want to get involved, or who do you know that might help us or interested in getting involved. So that's on the website, and that's the socials. And we got a bunch of events coming up. You know, we're going to also build the gap with the community, with the police. There's just disrespect from police to community, and back vice versa, community to police. We're going to build the gap and build the bridge there so there is no disrespect. You know, growing up in inner city, I saw the police as bad guys. You know, but when you sit down and you hear the cause and you hear what they're looking for in their lineups and things of that nature, as an inner city kid that I never got a chance to jump into and tap in with, I see the police in a whole different another spectrum of what I did when I was young. So there's different events that you know that's also on the website that we're going to have to bring the community together, and then the facility is like the ice cream on the cake.
CJ, I don't think
icing on the cake.
CJ, I don't think this will be the first time you hear this today, but on behalf of everyone here at the Harvard Ed School, thank you for this commitment to education and the work that you are doing. We are in awe and we are appreciative.
Thank you.
Thank you. This has been the Harvard EdCast, a production of the Harvard Graduate School of Education. I'm your host, Matt Weber. Thank you kindly for listening.